Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. My guest today is Brad Morris, the Cowabunga Dude. Brad will be sharing how to step over the edge to live a cowabunga life. But first, I want to share with you, today is World Smile Day. And smiling's good for us, and it's good for those that we smile at. So my challenge to each of you is to choose a goal of how many people you're going to smile at today, and then start counting. My goal is 50 people, and since I work from home, this can be a lot. But today I'm in the studio, so I have my coming and going. And since I live right in downtown Seattle, I can go out and walk the streets and find 50 people pretty easily, I think. So I would love to hear stories about smiling at people. You can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com or on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show. And I want to remind you that since it's Monday, the last 15 minutes of the show, I'll be doing call-in for tarot readings and intuitive coaching. So if you have a problem or issue where you'd like a little insight today, write down the number I'm going to give you in a minute and get ready to call in later in the show. And the call-in number is 800-930-2819. Again, it's 800-930-2819, and I'll let you know when we're getting ready to call in for those tarot readings and intuitive counseling. Well, I'd love to introduce to you my guest today, bringing a highly approachable slant to the time-proven practice of meditation. Bradley Morris, founder of Cowabunga Life, has made it his life's work to support people worldwide as they learn new ways to deal with stress and access what he calls a higher level of creativity. His completely out-of-the-box approach is humorous, engaging, and very obviously heartfelt, as the success of his programs have proven his methods work when consistently applied. My own daily practice has supported me through my lowest lows and has helped me access a level of creativity and joy I never realized possible before I started practicing, said Morris. I find that my meditation practice keeps me balanced in all areas of my life. It's like the hub of the wheel that holds everything together. And now it's an honor for me to live my dreams and teach my own techniques to people in so many countries. It astounds me and is so much fun. And fun is the key here. Let's welcome Brad Morris to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Brad.
Why, hello there, Laura. Good morning.
I'm really excited to have you here. We did our little pre-interview call last week, and we had just a fun conversation, and I'm looking forward to having a fun conversation today, too.
Well, especially on International Smile Day. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Every day should be World Smile Day, in my opinion, but that's my opinion. So,
well, if every other day is not World Smile Day, is it like International Frown Day?
Ooh, or let's hope not.
I know, right? I think some people might think it is. We got to get the memo out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day is World Smile Day. Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I want to start by asking you to share kind of how you ended up doing what you're doing now, and maybe talk a little bit about the video that started it all, which, by the way, I have posted on my Facebook page today.
Oh, awesome. Well, to be totally honest, I have no idea how I've gotten to where I am. But it's been one heck of an awesome ride, that's for sure. I definitely never selected meditation or workshop facilitating in that in career day in high school. It's just something that's it's been a natural unfoldment over the years, and everything that I've got to share and experience and do has kind of been an extension of the lessons that I've been growing and working through in my own life and practice. And so the thing that really started the spiral in my life of getting to come on radio shows like this and share different perspectives with the world was launching a video on YouTube called The Gratitude Dance. And it was just a really silly idea that a buddy of mine and I had in a coffee shop one day, because I got a phone call and I jumped up in the middle of the coffee shop and started doing this silly dance and screaming and shouting. And it was like everybody froze and all eyes were on me and my buddy. Matthew at that time was a lot more shy than he is right now. And so his face just went beet red and I just sat down and went about business as usual. And he's like, after he kind of like got over it, he's like, dude, we should put that on YouTube. And so we met a friend who was a videographer and he liked the idea of making a video, getting people to dance. And we spent 2 full days going around Victoria, BC, filming this video. And we sort of fibbed to people, telling them that it was International Gratitude Dance Day, because, I mean, why not?
And yeah, may as well have one.
There is now.
Yeah.
I don't think it takes a council to decide if something's an international day. You just kind of got to make a group and get enough people to say, yeah, you're right, it is that day.
So perfect, yeah.
We ended up doing that, and we launched this video on YouTube, and it just went viral. And that led to all sorts of speaking engagements and radio shows and having our own radio show and all sorts of wild adventures.
So how did you get from gratitude dancing to being so focused on meditation?
Well, it was actually having this upward spiral of success, because we had a book publishing contract and a radio show, and we were starting to get booked for some really amazing events to work with youth. And all this incredible momentum, dreams coming true, ego swelling up. And then on an afternoon before we were scheduled to, the week before we were scheduled to speak in front of 10,000 people in Vegas, the publishing company ended up pulling our book.
Oh my goodness.
Sponsorship for a radio show probably a couple weeks later. And just like everything, all of this momentum just crumbled. And
wow.
And had to deal with the lessons of humility and humiliation and just really discover who I was outside of the gratitudes at that time, and really discover what it was that was being called from myself. Because our success in that time, success, and I'm doing little quotations with my fingers here,
right?
It happened so fast, and it was all built upon this video. And we're traveling around North America speaking on gratitude. And man, at that point, especially in the beginning, I was so ungrateful in my life.
Wow.
And so I know it was a beautiful lesson in humility to really just like knock the pedestal up, just really come back to myself. And that was when I really started. I was meditating before that, but not daily. And at that point, I was like, whoa, I got to really go inside and figure out what's going on here, because I knew I created it.
Right.
I knew I created everything that was the whole upward spiral, the whole crashing down. And I had to just be with myself and unwind the patterns that had caused it, and the beliefs that I had about myself that wouldn't allow what it was that I really wanted. And so, I mean, it's been 7 years of inner work since that moment to get to this moment where we're talking on the radio show right now. But it was all a beautiful divine intervention.
Well, and, you know, I want to comment on that, because my guest last Monday, she also spoke about how it took her kind of hitting rock bottom. She went through bankruptcy, got divorced. I mean, basically, everything was kind of stripped from her that she could have called her identity before. in order for her to get really to the place of divine connection that she's at now. And it sounds like, you know, you had a similar kind of experience where everything really, you know, all the dressings had to be stripped away in order to get to, well, who am I really and why am I here?
And realizing that I was obsessed with the movie The Neverending Story, and it seems that this unfolding of my own self and exploring my own gifts and who I am and what I'm here to give the world is also a never-ending story, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's every time a new chapter looks like it's coming to close, like three new ones open, and so it's just amazing.
Well,
really amazing.
And I hear you on that one, because you said a little bit earlier, too, that, and I don't remember exactly how you phrased it, but basically that, you know, through your own learnings, then that's what you teach others. And I think that that's true for all of us, that really it's through what we go through that we have something to offer others.
Absolutely. That's how teaching meditation started up for me as I moved back from my whole gratitude adventures, was living in LA for 9 months and then moved back up to Canada. And a friend of mine who knew me before LA and before everything happened, and I was really getting into my meditation practice down there and exploring a lot of different techniques. And then when I came back, and she really noticed the shift, and she asked me if I would start teaching meditation. And what turned out to be once a week quickly became twice a week, soon became three times a week. And before I've known it, it's been like 400 meditation circles up right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it blows my mind. It was never planned. At least not by me.
Yeah, exactly. It was planned, just not by you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's time for us to head for our first break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk with Brad about what is the cowabunga life. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, R-H-I-N-O-R-O-Z.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought, and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Great choice of song, Taylor. Thank you. We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Cowabunga Dude, Brad Morris, talking about the Cowabunga life. So let's talk about the Cowabunga life. What is that, Brad?
Well, it's been this thing that just keeps growing inside of me, and as it grows inside of me, I put it up on my website, the changes, but ultimately, the word cowabunga means an aspect greater than cool. And so if you put an aspect greater than cool plus life, I'm here to just live a life that is more epic and cooler than cool. It's just I'm learning how to listen to my intuition and guide my own life through the visions and dreams that I have and through my aspirations and what motivates me and makes me come alive. And I'm saying yes to that. So ultimately, I share through my website, Cowabunga Life, my stories and experiences and what I've discovered and what I'm growing through. And I share my meditations and I take people on amazing adventures around the world and check a lot of things off my bucket list. But it's this thing. I feel like Cowabunga Life is a place for myself and other dreamers who are like me, who are a little more on the rebellious and non-traditional side, who just really want to live, explore, and experience the most that life has to offer.
And you know, the title that we gave the show today is Stepping Off the Edge. So say a little bit about how the Cowabunga life requires us to step off the edge.
Yeah, I think many people fantasize about living their dreams and some people fantasize about living their dreams and they never actually take the steps it takes. And I just got to say, it takes a lot of work to create our dreams, and it's a full on commitment. And so to step over the edge is to say, yes, absolutely. I do not know how I'm getting there, but I am going to do this no matter what. And that's what being the creator of our true reality is to have a vision, because we all have visions and dreams. And then due to our programs and what society or parents or teachers have told us, we start to doubt ourselves and we never actually go for the things that we really want in life and give ourselves the gift of having received. And it's our true growth that comes when we actually achieve something that we had no idea how to do. And so I live every single day without a damn clue about what I'm supposed to do. But that's where the meditation comes in. And that's why I say the meditation is the hub of my wheel, because I listen and I get my next steps and I figure out which meetings I'm supposed to have or where I'm supposed to go. And I'm getting better and better at not questioning my intuitive nudges that take me to the places or make the phone calls or send the emails that I'm supposed to. And in the times that I have no idea what to do and I'm really actually clueless, instead of sitting on my computer waiting for something to happen, which I used to do, I used to click on my email like 50 times a day waiting for something to happen.
Yes.
But I've learned that when nothing's happening, go play, create a new story. And so that's when I go hiking, I go golfing, I go swimming. I go hang out with friends. I just allow the flow to be super fun. And then when it comes time to taking action and getting business done and achieving the thing that I really want, then that's when I hunker down and do it, is when I've got the clarity to actually do it.
And that's really great. I don't know if I want to say advice, because you're saying this is what you do, but I mean, it is great advice for the rest of us too, myself included. And we were talking a little bit at the break about some struggles I've been having that I got some clarity on over the weekend. And it was all about not worrying about the how. My thing has been, I feel like I know what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And I don't know what that means in the future, but right now I feel like I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have no idea how I'm going to make a living doing it. And, you know, I really did just get to the place where I said, okay, it's not my job to know that. It's my job to do what I feel called to do. And, you know, spirit or source or God or whatever name you want to use takes care of the, you know, how I get supported in doing it. Things will show up in the way that they're meant to. And I spent the last year really struggling with the what am I supposed to be doing. I feel clear on that for the moment, but I didn't for like a year. And that's really an uncomfortable place to be.
Yeah, it really is. And what I've seen within my own self over the years is that I used to really look outside of myself for that answer. And that's not an answer that can come from outside. It's
right.
Something that has to really be nurtured in our own heart and our own consciousness to dive in and to really just listen and vision. I mean, I would spend months and months at a time doing this thing called a visioning process, where I would meditate on the same questions every day and just listen for what answers, what visions, what pictures come through. And then I'd write those down, and over the course of like 3-4 months of doing this a few times a week, piece all the puzzle together, and it's like, oh, I've got a clear vision now.
Right.
But if people want the answer now. They want to know, what am I to do today? Like, give me my dream goal, everything right now. And it doesn't come like that, because if we were to get our whole download in this moment, we would absolutely explode.
Yes.
From the idea of what the universe or what life or our higher self has in store for us, we would just literally explode, or we would become so overwhelmed with the vision that we'd sabotage ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not ready for the full picture yet.
And you know, when I went through this year of feeling like I was, you know, like totally no clue of, you know, left or right, east or west, where am I supposed to go? You know, then I did do some seeking out of external people to tell me. And what they all told me is basically what you just said. It's like, you have to be patient. That's why I'm working on patience. And because, yeah, if you got all this at once, you wouldn't be able to handle it. And so it comes in dribs and drabs and bits and pieces. And, you know, maybe I know what I'm to do today, but maybe I don't know what I'm to do tomorrow. So, and that was one,
right.
And that was one piece of wisdom that a friend of mine did give me. This was more than a year ago, but it was last summer. You only have to know the next step. And that was part of what I was really struggling with, is what is my ultimate goal? I'd always been someone who'd been really goal oriented, and you know, there's really a freedom in, I only have to know the next step. I don't have to know beyond that.
And sometimes the next step is chill the beep out.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. I had a year of that being my next step. And it was pretty uncomfortable for me, I have to say. But yeah, it served me well.
Yeah, it's amazing how challenging it can be. And I go through this as well. To just enjoy where you're at right now.
Yep.
Like, what is here and now? It's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Brad, I'd love for you to share with listeners about, because you mentioned that you post about things on your website, and I know that you offer different programs there too. So can you tell people where to go to find you and what it is that they will find when they get there?
Yeah, so my website is cowabungalife.com, and cowabunga is C-O-W-A-B-U-N-G-A, life.com. I really recommend people, if they're on that phase of really wanting and needing clarity in their lives, I've got an online program or online interadventure called the Cowabunga Vision Quest. And it's 40 days of guided meditations and video tutorials and a whole lot of exercises and inspiration. And there's been hundreds of people from more than 20 countries go through that program in the last year and a half. And the general consensus is it's rocking people's worlds because it's really getting them present with themselves. And the exercises are all intended to support people to go inside for their answers, to reconnect to their own selves, to reconnect to their intuition so that they can really hear what it is that they're asking for. And so I would recommend people go to that. And I've actually got it on specialist, normally $108 for the journey. And it's actually a buck a day right now. So for $40, epic program that seriously will transform your nowality into amazingness.
And many people spend more than a dollar a day just on their coffee drink. So that's really a great price. And I just love that it is a daily practice, because I think, at least for me personally, if I have something I need to do daily or that I've committed to do daily, I'm much more likely to follow through on it. So exactly. I think that's really a great approach. And, you know, I hear a lot of people asking, I don't know what my dream is and how do I figure that out? I over the years have done career coaching with people to discover their ideal career, which really is about, you know, what's my purpose here? And people sometimes feel really stuck. They don't know how to do that. So I think that this is great. I love that idea.
It's a whole lot of fun. I mean, it's so common. I still get the resistance too, but yes. Most people, when they sign up for something like this, or they like, I'm going to do 30 days of meditation, and there's a lot of resistance that comes up.
Uh-huh.
It's the ego's opportunity to be confronted, and people make up excuses like, oh, I don't have time, or life's too busy, or meditation doesn't work for me. And all of that is just your ego
is
resisting the opportunity to change and transform itself. And because with meditation, you confront your ego. You choose to be at peace with what the ego is grasping and clutching and trying to hold on to. And when you learn true meditation, that melts away. And so the ego is fearful and is going to create excuses.
Exactly.
But ultimately, you got to choose. Is this what you really want? Red pill or the green pill?
And we'll talk more about that after the next break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Brad about meditation and the Cowabunga life.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising
each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Too long, Lord, I miss you, and I want to see you, babe.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Cowabunga dude, Brad Morris, and he's telling us about the Cowabunga life. And before the break, we were talking about meditation and Brad's 40-day meditation program. And, you know, Brad, I want to talk more about, so aside from like a daily meditation practice, how in the moment do you deal with, I mean, do you in the moment go to a place of asking for guidance from your intuition?
I do a lot of muscle testing. Kinesiological muscle testing. I've been practicing this since probably 2006 or 2007, but in the last 5 years, it has become one of the key ways that I have made decisions in my life, because oftentimes I can't tell the difference between is this my brain or is this my intuition. And so for me, muscle testing has been something that I've been practicing, and I would say on average I make a good 10 to 20 or more decisions a day, as far as like what food to eat, what time to set my alarm for,
wow,
whether I go play golf today or not go play golf today, which mountain I'm going to go hike today, which meetings I'm going to book for myself, which appointments and what times and everything, because I don't know my future, but my body knows the truth. And so this has been something I've really been working and fine tuning. And I mean, I make a lot of decisions, and it helps so much so that I can get clear in the moment. And it teaches me to use my body as my navigational system rather than looking for clues outside of myself.
Right. Well, yeah, people who've been listening to the show know that I've been seeing a body talk practitioner, and she also practices Psych K. And both of those use muscle testing as well. And so when you're doing it for yourself, are you doing it like with your thumb and finger looped? Is that how you do muscle testing yourself?
I do my thumb and my ring finger.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've also seen it done with
the heart, because the heart's the strongest field in the body. And so I hold my hand in front of my heart, and I'll close my eyes and speak whatever it is that I'm stating that I want to know truth on.
Yeah, I've also seen it done with a pendulum, which is how I originally learned to do it. But
yeah.
I like the finger thing better. Do you happen to have a video on the website that shows people how to do that?
No, I don't, but maybe that's something I should do.
I think that would be a great thing to do, because with seeing this body talk practitioner, I've started to approach using it more frequently myself. And I think you're right. It's really, really a great tool.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous how many. I mean, I actually, speaking of videos, I have been working on a parody video with my wife that we're going to launch on my newer comedy platform. But because it's so funny, the decisions that we make using muscle tests, like literally silly little decisions that it's gotten to the point that it's like, okay, we've taken this muscle testing thing too far. It's like, what pair of socks am I going to wear today? I have to muscle test. Is it the whites or the blacks? Or do I go with the greens? You know, like, you take this to the point that we've gone a little too far with the muscle testing. So you got to scale it back and find that balance again of like, just pick the damn pair of socks that feel comfy today.
Right. Yeah. And trust that there are times that you do just know, you know, you don't have to do the muscle testing. Yes.
But it's a great way to help through those foggy times when you're just unclear.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely, it is. Because I can totally relate as well to not always knowing, is it, you know, my intuition? Because my way is usually I'm clear cognizant where I just know. But is that just knowing my higher self or is it my ego? And it's not always clear. And that's, so muscle testing is a great way to handle that.
Yeah. Exactly. When it's not clear, it's great to have. It's an amazing tool.
So let's just talk for a minute. And I know that this is not a brief topic, but we do only have, you know, a brief period of time to talk about it today around going about creating what you want in your life. So we've talked about using meditation to help us know what we want. So what do you suggest people do to help them create what they want?
Get over the fear of screwing up. Because you can't screw up. Ultimately, that's the thing that paralyzes everybody, is they're afraid they're going to get a C- or a fail or something like that, because schools growing up conditioned us to be afraid of failure. And really, there's nothing to fear. Figure out what you want, big or small. It doesn't matter if it's as small as like getting a really great lunch or something like that, or if it's as big as starting something that's bigger than the iPhone. And just go for it and take it day by day. Treat it like an adventure and just watch the magic unfold, because that's what blows my mind. It's how much magic comes to you when you take steps forward. It's like you take 10 steps forward towards what it is that you want. The universe takes 10 to 100 steps forward towards you and starts to deliver the things that you didn't have. You take 10 more steps, universe delivers. And that's the thing. It's like, it is a total walk of faith, and it's totally just knowing your next step or steps and watching how, because you took those steps, you had the courage to take those steps towards the thing that you wanted and do those next things, that the universe delivered to you the person or the people or the resource or the amount of money that you needed. And it's like, you don't need $100,000 to do the thing that you want. You just need to take the next step and guarantee that when you need the resources, like for you, for example, when you need that sponsorship, the moment that it's a true need in your reality, not a future need, it will arrive. You will receive it. It will happen because you're continually doing this walk of faith, moving towards what it is that you want, embodying that. And people get stuck on, I don't know all the steps in front of me.
Right.
I'm scared. I don't want to screw up. And all of these things are just holding them back from having everything that they want in their lives.
Well, I know that, you know, when I was doing career coaching, that the biggest fear or the most common fear that people had about making a change was, what if I pick the wrong thing? You know, what if that really isn't my, you know, dream or my life purpose? Or what if I fail at this thing that I think is my dream, right? And, you know, my perspective, and of course, it's always easy to say it to someone else, it's harder to apply it to ourselves, was, okay, so then you change and do something else other than that, right? You know, it's like Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. He failed, quote unquote, failed a million times. That's an exaggeration, but a lot before he made it work. But he got information every time that he tried.
Exactly.
And so it's the same thing. Yeah.
And yeah, it's such an amazing journey to just say, yes, absolutely, I'm going for it. It's scary.
Yep.
Every day can be scary, but that's all right.
So I'm curious how you how you got to that place of being able to just trust. I mean, I know that it still feels scary sometimes, but in general, how did you manage to get there?
I was kind of an oddball growing up. I did a lot of really silly stunts. And so I also, just to be totally transparent, I wasn't an A student. I was definitely not dedicated to my academics. And as I watched all my friends fearing failure in school, I would just laugh at it because I saw the whole thing as a joke. The classes, I had an idea of what I wanted to do when I was in my teens, and that was to play professional golf. And so I saw all the different classes in school, and I really applied myself to the ones that I knew my future would meet. And the other ones, I just did what I needed to do to get the grades and graduate. And that doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
I think people just got to start small.
Right.
People need to, those people that are paralyzed in fear of ever even starting, just start, and it could be just writing down what your true dream is. It could be one thing of creating a dream board. It could be whatever. But the thing is you have to be consistent. Your dreams are never going to come true if you're not doing it every day. Kind of like meditation. You can't just go to a class once a week for it to work, because that's when you're going to have the highs and the lows spiking. You have to do it every day for it to work. And you have to do one thing for your dream every single day. It can be as small as writing down a question. It could be as large as going to the bank and getting a $1 million line of credit. I mean, it really doesn't matter. You just have to take those constant steps forward. And starting small is a great place to be.
And I think that that is a great note for us to end on, of taking a step, any step, and doing it consistently. Thanks so much, Brad, for being on the show with me today. I had so much fun.
Oh, this has been great. I really appreciate it. I'm smiling, and it's International Smile Day.
It is. So good. We're getting our smiles in. I can count mine. At least I'm smiling at Taylor. He can see me. You can't see me. Well, thank you again, Brad.
Really appreciate having me on the show.
Great. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to take your calls for tarot readings or intuitive coaching. If you have a problem or issue that you'd like some insight or guidance on, then call in now. And the number is 800-930-2819. It's 800-930-2819. And I want to remind you that tarot does not predict the future, but helps you know where to focus to get through your issue most easily. So give us a call now, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counting. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wise.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuck from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, all I know, love will save.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today was Brad Morris, the Cowabunga Dude, talking about Cowabunga life. And you can find out more about Brad at www.cowabungalife.com, and he's got a great meditation program that I think I'm probably going to sign up for too. So check that out. And we're going to go right to callers now. We have Eugenia from Kirkland. Hi, Eugenia.
Hi, Laura.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to say thanks for this. I listened to most of your show, and that was great. Brad has just awesome energy. And
oh, doesn't he?
Great.
He has fabulous energy. I love it. Yeah, absolutely. So what can I help you with today?
So, Laura, I recently became certified as a life coach.
Uh-huh.
And listening to you talk about going through transition and not knowing, you know, how you're going to move into your next phase of life and trusting the process, I'm kind of in that same phase right now.
Right.
And knowing, you know, it's kind of like under construction, you know, you can't go backwards. You're not sure what forward looks like, but you know it's got to be better than the old.
Right.
So I'm kind of in that place of not exactly knowing how is it going to, is life coaching going to, you know, support me to make, you know, make a living? And also I'm going to take a class on Reiki, and I really want to integrate that also into the coaching. So I just want to
I'm going to draw a card real quick to help you know where to focus.
Okay.
And I'll also give you my own perspective based on my own experience of doing career change as well.
Thank you.
And being in that place of the not knowing and the wondering, you know, how am I going to make money at this kind of place? So
I know I was listening to you and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to talk to this woman.
Okay. So here's the card that came up. It's the Five of Wands, which is strife. So what this card is saying is you need to quit thinking about it as a struggle. And you need to look at it as being easy and unfolding in exactly the way that it's meant to. And if anything starts to feel like a struggle, you've swerved off the path. And
that's great. And
I would say for myself, that's a really good indicator too. And the piece that I would say to you is from my own personal experience is learning to let go of the how is this going to happen, and really being focused on hearing that intuition, hearing that inner voice of what direction to go, and you will be supported. And I truly believe that. I've seen it in my own life, and that's what Brad was saying as well.
That's awesome. No, thank you. That's interesting, because that's the one thing that actually keeps coming up for me. Like there's days that I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I even going to pay my bills tomorrow? Right.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, money will just show up.
Yep.
Or, you know, something will happen that it's like, oh, well, and my biggest thing is learning how to receive it without,
yes,
without doubting or questioning that I deserve it. You know what I mean?
I do, absolutely. That's one of my struggles, too. So, so let go of the idea that you have to struggle for it and that it's okay if it shows up easy and in ways you don't expect.
So thank you so much, Laura. And it was a pleasure again listening to your show today. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Well, I'm glad to speak to you. And I hope that what we shared was helpful. And I'm glad to know the show is helpful, too. Thanks, Eugenia.
Yes, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You bet.
A great day.
And now we have Jennifer from Seattle. Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hi. I'm just really fascinated listening to the other caller in your show because it's so similar to what I'm going through.
You know what? That seems to be the way it always works, is that we get all this synergy around one topic or one issue that people are having. So what's going on for you?
Well, it took me almost 2 years to get really, really clear on what my new venture was. And I'm very clear and I've got the right partners. And I'm really excited and there's a need out there. But I've kind of run to the end of my rope in terms of financing my idea.
Okay.
So I'm looking for guidance about whether I need to just go and get back into the workforce in order to finance this or whether there's going to be funding from somewhere.
Okay.
To go forward.
All right. So what I'm asking is, what does Jennifer need to know to make this choice at this moment? And what came up was the Queen of Discs. And discs is the suit of material world or earthly things. And to me, what that is saying is that maybe for right now, you do need to focus on you know, how are you going to pay your bills for now and do a job in the short term, or maybe find something part time that will allow you to still focus on this dream that you want to follow, but also support you in the meantime.
Okay. Okay. That's what the Queen of Discs did you
say? Queen of Discs. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's about creating material things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling in, Jennifer. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I want to just remind everyone that you can sign up to get a weekly newsletter that has all of the upcoming guests as well as access to written transcripts by going to thelauralongleyshow.com. And there's a sign-up box in the right-hand upper corner. And on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show if you just search in that little box on Facebook. And we have tips from our guests there as well as discussion going on there, too. And last but certainly not least, I really would love to hear your suggestions for the show, whether it's a guest you'd like to hear or a topic you'd like us to talk about. And you can email me at laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. And we talked at the beginning of the show about it being World Smile Day. And I want to say just a few more words about smiling and why you want to do it. So when I was teaching my happiness workshop, which I'm actually going to be doing again soon, I really did some research on smiling. And when we smile, a real smile, whether we're happy or not, it's just doing the facial muscles. It releases certain chemicals into our body that make us feel good. And so even when you're feeling down, if you do a regular practice of smiling every day, even to yourself, and I'll tell you, our workshop participants thought this was pretty silly sometimes, but if you just smile to yourself, you're going to feel better. And then the other thing is that when you smile at someone else, it makes them feel better too, because there's this thing we have called mirror neurons in our brain. And so when someone smiles at me, even if I don't smile back with my face, my brain does. My brain smiles back and it releases those same chemicals. And so we feel a lot better. And so it's a very easy, simple way to get everybody in the world feeling better is to simply go around smiling at everyone. So I want to encourage you to do that. And on my Facebook page today, I'm asking people to post what their goal was for the number of smiles and how they're doing towards that goal. So I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank my guest today, Brad Morris, the Cowabunga Dude, for sharing such great information on how you can live a Cowabunga life. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or TransformationTalkRadio.com, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and WBLQ in Rhode Island. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, I will be sharing I'll be talking with Howard Martin from the Heart Math Institute about the keys to happiness. Tune in to find out how you can be happier beginning right now. Please join us. Have a great day, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.